welcome to it from the heart of forgotten America. I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Elizabeth Warren took her pandering tour to a meeting of Native tribes. That went well. The reception, maybe not what she expected. After she had lied about being a Native American for so many years, they just didn't throw their arms around her. Weird, huh? Number two, Jeffrey Epstein wrote a new will just 2 days before he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell. He listed assets of $578 million. It was finalized August the 8th. And number one, the Palestinian Authority bans any and all LGBTQ activity in the West Bank. At the same time, the squad holding a press conference spread its anti-Semitic screeds. And all the while, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats say nothing at all. Nothing at all. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib can say anything they want. They can make anti-Semitic remarks. They can attack Israel for enforcing its laws because both of these members of Congress support BDS. Israeli law makes it clear that anyone that supports BDS, which is a goal to destroy Israel through boycotts, divesting, and sanctions. What BDS is an attack on Israel and its right to exist. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, neither one seem to believe that that's right. In fact, Ilhan Omar has this unusual belief that somehow it's Donald Trump's fault that there's conflict between Jews and Muslims in the Arab world. Apparently it's Donald Trump's fault. Weird, but true. Here's bite number seven with Ilhan Omar. Bite number seven. Go.
We know Donald Trump would love nothing more than to use this issue to pit Muslims and Jewish Americans against each other. The Muslim community and the Jewish community are being othered and made into the boogeyman by this administration. But as we will hear today, people of all different faiths are coming together to speak up against the status quo in the region.
Well, what's actually true is that Donald Trump kept an American promise to move the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem at a fraction of the cost of what it was slated to cost. It was a promise made by president after president after president. Promises broken and broken and broken again. Donald Trump got it done. Moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Kept that promise. And then a good friend of mine yesterday told me, lifelong Democrat voter, and she's Jewish, said that this is a game changer. The silence of the Democrats is a game changer. The comments specifically are, I'm absolutely sickened. I'm rethinking everything. I am embarrassed. And then this. Trump is the best friend the Jewish people have right now. In fact, Trump is the only friend they have right now. It's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker. Rashida Tlaib, for her part, also escalated the vitriol in the division, in the anti-Semitic tropes. Bite number six with Rashida Tlaib. Listen to this play out. Bite number six.
As a young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family, I watched as my mother had to go through dehumanizing checkpoints. Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American, I was there when my city was in a terrible car accident and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember shaking with fear when checkpoints appeared in the small village of Beit Ur al-Foka, tanks and guns everywhere. I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him. All I can do, as my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territory, is to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how.
Well, the truth is this. The truth is this. The truth is, I've been through checkpoints with armed guards everywhere, as far away as Mexico. I've been through checkpoints with armed guards in France. And in fact, I went through an armed point of entry just last week to get on an airplane. The histrionics here, absolutely ridiculous. And let me tell you this, in talking to my friend in detail, I decided to dig deeper and look at the Jewish population in the United States because the Jewish population is about 2.1 to 2.5% of the American population is Jewish. But it's concentrated in different parts of the country. Some of the places I found concentrations, I was surprised. Colorado being one of those places with almost 2% Jewish population. More than 100,000 Coloradans call themselves Jewish. And as a result of that, you have to ask yourself, if this continues, if my friend is right, that this is a deal breaker and that Donald Trump is the only friend that the Jewish people have right now, the best friend and the only friend they have right now, and they are disgusted because the Democrat Party remains silent. Nancy Pelosi says nothing. Chuck Schumer says nothing. Will that impact the election in 2020? And the answer is absolutely yes. The answer is absolutely yes. When you hear people like Bernie Sanders say he supports Rashid Tlaib and Ilhan Omar completely. Well, if you're a Jewish person, how can you vote for Bernie Sanders? How can you support either of these members of Congress when you hear what is being said? Arizona, 1.5% Jewish. But let's go to the states that went for Hillary Clinton that might be surprising. Nevada, 2.5% of the population of Nevada is Jewish. That's far more than it would be needed to swing an election in 2020. Nevada was a very tight race. Just under 1% of New Hampshire, but 12,000 individuals there. Enough to swing the race. Pennsylvania, 2.3%, enough to secure the race for Donald Trump again. And it should be. With what is being said and what is being allowed and with the Democrats being perfectly silent about all of it, they ought to be ashamed of themselves for allowing these comparisons of Israel to Nazi Germany, to allow these things to just be said and to let them go by and for nothing to be said. It is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the United States Congress as well to allow these people to continue in their jobs on committees. Steve King should leave the Congress. So should these folks. Israel is our oldest and closest ally in the Middle East. The only democracy in the Middle East is Israel. The only place where Arabs, where Jews and Christians and Muslims live together, the only place that happens is Israel. And somehow that's not good enough. The fact of the matter is Israel was enforcing its laws because BDS is an attack on the Israeli state. They know it. Ilhan Omar well knew it, and so did Rashida Tlaib. That was the game. And trust me, it is a game. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. Straight ahead, Grover Norquist will be here to talk about the economy and so much more. Don't go anywhere. A new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.